My name is Jess Anderson, and I am running for re-election as mayor of Chapel Hill. I'm really proud of the work we've done. I have now 2 years under my belt, and now's an important time to have people with experience and leadership in Chapel Hill. We have a tough political climate. We have a tough economic climate coming up, and I feel prepared to take that on. It's a real honor to serve the people of Chapel Hill, and I'm ready to do 2 more years. My top three issues are, first, our budget. Chapel Hill enjoys really excellent services. Our staff does an amazing job delivering those services, but I think we have to be really honest about rising costs, decreasing revenues. I think we're relying too much on property taxes, which is really burdening a lot of people in our community, and it's undermining some of the affordability work that we're doing. I also really want to continue to look for ways we can expand our tax base, that we can look for grants and public-private partnerships and all these really important components of diversifying our funding streams. And also, I really want to look at how we budget and looking at priority-based budgeting, or finding the ways where we can really determine if the things we're doing are the most effective ways to reach our community goals and targets. That will give us a lot of information on ways that we can do things more efficiently, or that we can maybe change up what we're doing and figure out ways to continue to achieve our goals and offer great services, but it might be different. Second, environmental resilience. The thing we've seen as a result of Tropical Storm Chantal is that resiliency needs to really be prioritized in the next couple of years. We have now seen these serious weaknesses in our infrastructure. Climate change is bringing more extreme weather. It's less predictable. And we have to modernize our stormwater systems, remediate coal ash, preserve environmentally sensitive areas as we grow and develop in smart, more compact ways. We have a lot of the pieces already in place, and we need to execute. Third is to fully implement our complete community vision with fidelity, and that means expanding housing options and inventory, growing our commercial tax base, investing in that critical infrastructure, and making real progress to think creatively. Status quo is not going to get us there, but also, you know, are there new ways that we can be getting our Everywhere to Everywhere Greenway network out of the ground, given that I'm not very confident about federal funds coming through, you know, so how are we going to shift and pivot in really uncertain times and still be working towards our goals? I think balancing the town's variety of services with fiscal responsibility is the task for us in the coming year. I think having a new manager who has a lot of experience is going to be a huge piece of that. We have a really strong vision and plan for this town, and figuring out the ways that we can maintain momentum and progress on that while being really thoughtful about that balance between affordability and tax increases on residential, I think, is critical. In this past cycle, there was a property reval happening, and that also really changed the picture for us in terms of who was going to be paying more. And I think putting a huge burden on some of our more affordable neighborhoods is really not a good outcome for us. So I do think we're going to have to think carefully about what we offer and why. And I think we're going to have to do a better job of engaging the community in those conversations and being honest about what the tough realities are, while also realizing that we are going to weather all of this. We're going to do it well. We need the community to be part of that problem solving, and also to make sure that people are really understanding what the choices are before us. Our approach to zoning and planning is incredibly outdated. What we have in place right now is working against us in reaching our goals. Updating our land use management ordinance and then the ensuing work that comes after that is probably not the most exciting political topic that one could find in 2025, but it's incredibly important for us to be able to meet our goals when it comes to diversity of housing, when it comes to greenways, when it comes to stormwater remediation. All these different things fit together. And right now, we are having to constantly make exceptions to our own rules in order to get anything that looks halfway decent. So that is a critical piece of 2026 work. It has to be a document that represents our vision and helps us. Chapel Hill has always been and will continue to be a welcoming place that understands the strength that diversity from people across the world, people of all different backgrounds and orientations, bring to our town. That's not changing. I think there are some really important things we can do. I think we can assure people that our stance and policies haven't changed. We also need to be realistic with people and understand that there are threats out there, and we want to help minimize those, but we also can't prevent the federal government from doing some of the really upsetting things they're doing. I think we have a role in mobilizing people to get out and vote. The ballot box is a great place to make change, but in the meantime, I think really transparent and consistent communication is going to be key. And also hearing from those impacted community members who are being targeted. I think deciding how we message and what we talk about and all the things that we're doing has to be really driven by the people who are being targeted right now and who would be the ones to pay the price. When voters see my name on the ballot this fall, I want them to think of experienced, competent leadership with a constant community focus.